Even those who could care less about the NCAA tournament have undoubtedly heard of Sister Jean, the chaplain for this team that is having the Cinderella run at Catholic University in Chicago, named Loyola. And the interviewer asked Sister Jean what she gave up for Lent. She said, losing. And friends, the victory's been won. Our victory has been won, and not by our doing, but by love outpoured, by the suffering and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as we commence with Holy Week, before us stands the ultimate choice. Every single one of us has the opportunity to respond to the victory that has been won for us. But it's for us to choose. It's for us to choose whether we will walk with Jesus or not, whether we will make room for him or not, whether we will live as his intentional disciples or not. The guarantee is only in the victory that has been won. The choice of how we respond to self-emptying love of the God of the universe for you and for me, that choice is ours. It's mine and it's yours. We call this week holy. To be set apart is the meaning of that word. To be set apart from that which is not of God, so to be more fully united with God. It's for us to choose whether it's Holy Week for you and for me. Yes, the victory has been won, and the choice remains for us to respond to that victory. One of the ways to help us to be set apart from that which is not of God, that which compromises love, that which steals joy, that which lessens compassion. One of the ways available to us this week, reinforcing the reality, though the choice is individual, we do not do it alone, is through our common prayer, through opportunities for liturgy, beginning with Holy Thursday and the Mass of the Lord's Supper, adoration after that Mass available, continuing with the remembrance of our Lord's Passion, the veneration of the cross, the reception of Holy Communion, and then on the evening of the day that we call Good, a powerful leadership in prayer by the young church to pray for us, the living stations, and help to lead us closer to Christ, to respond, to receive the victory that has been won. Continuing with the Easter vigil on Saturday evening and the joyous celebration of those who have been preparing to enter into the church, culminating with Easter Sunday itself. Dear friends, we recognize the victory that has been won. Indeed, ours is not losing. It's been won. His name is Jesus, and he invites you, and he invites me to come to know him, to love him, and to serve him in a wonderfully personal way. Deepening friendship with God. Let's dare to make this week holy.